Welcome back. Grinding out this Tuesday. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. And right now, we are talking Cleveland Browns football. And I'm pumped to do it. We're joined by a wide receiver for the Browns, a three-time Pro Bowler. He led the NFL with 112 receptions last season, 400 receptions in his first four seasons, the most in NFL history. He signed a five-year contract extension with the Browns last week. He was the 63rd pick overall in 2014 out of LSU. My guest is Jarvis Landry. Jarvis, really nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Good, bud. Good. Listen, you were in the building yesterday for the first time or the first day of team meetings and everything else. How was that experience and what's it been like being a member of the Browns so far?
Man, it's amazing. You know, just the appreciation here, you know, from, you know, the coaches to Mr. Dorsey himself, to D, Jimmy, Haslam, the owners, you know, just their appreciation. And obviously for me, man, just getting back around football again. You know, it's been exciting to see the guys and be in the building and working out together with everybody. So it's fun.
Hey Jarvis, it seems like, and it sounds like you've been there much longer than you have, but you really haven't been there that long at all. You're not just a member of that team, but since you came over from Miami, you've already become one of the faces of that franchise. So what's that mean to you, and then how are you approaching that responsibility?
You know, it means everything, you know, and it's part of the commitment that, you know, I made to the Browns and the Browns made to me, you know. And for me, man, the responsibility is just lead these guys in a way that I know how to lead, you know, by example, and put games together, you know, be everything that I can be to make sure that happens. You know, I think that that's the biggest responsibility that has been put on my shoulders.
So what about the vibe of the team itself? You know, there hasn't been success there lately, but you know you've got guys who badly want to win. You're already trying to lead from the front in the sense that you're trying to get your new teammates to come down to Miami and work out with you as much as possible. How would you describe the vibe around the team and the guys you've talked to so far? How do they feel about the potential for this team?
It's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of excitement. You know, and there's a lot of new guys in the building, me being one of them. But I'll say that just the energy, just the morale of the guys that have played in Cleveland for a while, or was a part of the team last year, you know, just the morale of those guys, the spirit, knowing that, you know, the organization is doing everything that they can possibly to make sure that we have a chance to contend, you know, for the North and also for a championship. So, you know, the spirits are really high right now.
Jarvis Landry joining us. You talk about contending for the division, even a championship. So, like, what's your time frame? As an example, you come in there, Tyrod Taylor comes in, you've got some draft picks coming as well. How much urgency is there to get this thing turned around and fast?
I mean, you look at it, Jim. Just looking at how Mr. Dorsey and D and Jimmy and everybody part of the Cleveland organization, how, you know, the moves that have been made, you know, and also then having the first and fourth pick, you know, the mentality and attitude is just to win now, you know, and I think we're gaining all the pieces and putting all the things together that we need to do to ensure that we can be contenders, competitors in our division and around the league.
I'll tell you what, Jarvis, when you say to me, you look at it, Jim, and you tell me, I'll tell you what I see. I see an offense that's got a guy in Tyrod Taylor who I think was underappreciated. I see a guy in Josh Gordon who's got the upside to be one of the best ever. I see Carlos Hyde. I see you coming in. How explosive does that offense feel to you, and what's its upside?
Again, it's exciting. You know, signing Josh back, having Corey Coleman, you know, you mentioned guys like Tyrod Taylor, Carlos Hyde, you know, David Njoku, you could throw in that mix as well, who had a phenomenal rookie campaign for a tight end. And it's just something, again, that the Cleveland Brown organization is creating the whole atmosphere, the whole environment to win now. You know, and it could be that much more special when we put these draft picks together and bring these guys in to make a change, to make a difference, and bring the culture back to Cleveland where it belongs.
Jarvis Landry, my guest. You know, it all seems kind of natural when you look at your college career, big-time college career. You come into the NFL and you do something that's never been done before. But if you go way back, you're from Convent, Louisiana. Jarvis, a town of less than 1,000 people. I could argue the fact that you and I, even having this conversation, given where you came from, is absolutely amazing. When we spoke a couple of years back, we talked about your mother and the sacrifices that she made working long shifts every single day. As you've approached your NFL career and you understand the work that's gone into getting to where you are right now, do you find that you appreciate what she did even more now than you did back then?
Oh, man, so much. You know, so much. And, you know, I credit a lot of my life and a lot of the things that I've had success in to her. You know, I remember all the sacrifices, you know, and all the things that she showed me, like work ethic. And sacrifice and all these things that she didn't have to explain to me what it was. You know, as I grew up and started to understand all the things that she did for our family, all the things that she did for me, my brother, to make sure that we had, to make sure that we would absolutely be put in a position to have a future, you know. And that was part of this deal, man. It was that was so emotional for me, you know, signing that contract and having her here with me. Was just so emotional because, you know, it wasn't just for me, you know, it was definitely for that woman and my mom, who was the love of my life.
Jarvis Landry, that's great. I mean, I wonder on some level, what's more important, what means more to you, the fact that you are living your dream and realizing your dreams, or the fact that you're able now to take care of your family, something that you set out to do from the very beginning?
You know what, man? I feel like it all. I've only had two dreams for so long, and that was taking care of my family and playing football. You know, and I think I'm able to do that now. So it's a blessing. I can't thank nobody but God, man.
Jarvis, a couple of things before you go. You mentioned your brother Gerard. What about the role he played in your development as a football player and a person? How influential was he?
Man, just being my idol, just being my mentor. Just been an ear if I needed to bounce things off of, giving me advice. You know, I've always looked up to my brother. He's 7 years older than me, and even in the beginning, you know, I've always wanted to walk like him, talk like him, be just like him, you know, and he's taught me mostly everything that I know, you know, and he's still in my corner to this day, helping me out, you know, as a big brother should. You know, he's been a father figure. He's been more things to me than I could even imagine or even speak about, and again, man, I'm just so grateful to have great people around me, great family around me. It means everything.
Dude, you called your mother the love of your life and your brother your idol. Man, I'm getting really moved up in the studio. I got one more thing I want to ask you about. You take a step away from the field for a moment, and you hosted the Jarvis Jam last month in Miami. It raised more than $100,000 for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. I know it's a cause very close to your heart. It's one that you've represented on your cleats even in the past. It goes back to a close friend of yours, Maya Zimmer. Who was she? What was she like?
She's a beautiful human being. I'm smiling now just thinking about her and talking about her. Just, you know, our relationship, the things that, you know, we went through, and just even being a kid back then, you know, being a kid back then, and all the things that she's done for my life, you know. And one of the promises that I made to her was, you know, to always support that cause, to always support cystic fibrosis, to always continue to raise awareness. And the night I got traded was actually the night that that I had the event. And, you know, as emotional as it was for me, you know, I didn't even think twice about not going or feeling embarrassed or feeling ashamed or anything, because I just got traded from a team that I got drafted to. You know, it was her night, you know, and I will remember the day that, you know, I got traded, quote unquote, as the night that I celebrated life, the night that I brought more awareness to a cause that that struck a family. You know, that struck my family, that strikes many families around the world, you know, and I'll always remember that night as that.
She passed away in 2015, and you continue to honor her and her family by raising money to support others who are dealing with cystic fibrosis as well. The future is extremely bright in Cleveland. A three-time Pro Bowler, led the NFL with 112 receptions last season. Jarvis Landry, my guest. Jarvis, great to get caught up. Really nice conversation. Great to have you back on the program. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thanks, Jim. See you soon.
Nice talking to you, Jarvis. Jarvis Landry. Man, the future is bright. Browns put it together. They've got draft picks. They've got firepower offensively. And most of all, they've got hope. They've got a plan, and they've got hope.